This is Connect on Way FM.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Connect on Way. This is your host, Steve Green, and today we have the folks from Recenter Ministries here with us, Corey Bledsoe and Sydney Wright. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Steve.
Hey, well, tell me, first of all, Corey, who is Recenter Ministries?
Recenter Ministries reconciles homeless and hurting people to God, family, and community by the power of Christ in partnership with a local church. That declaration is who we are. It's what we do. Founded in 1881 by Steve Holcomb, a riverboat gambler and murderer whose life was transformed by Christ. And Here we are 140 plus years later.
You know, it's pretty amazing. The ministry's been through a lot of changes over the years, even a name change.
That's right.
And so about how many folks would you say you help in a typical month? You got some numbers on that?
Yeah. So we have a few different program areas. We have emergency overnight shelter for men. We have emergency day shelter for women and children. And then we have a long-term transitional recovery program for men as well. On top of that is we also operate a thrift store where those men get job training and service, work therapy services, things like that, as our staff just interact and work. And so across all of our programs, there's a number of different people that we serve in that. In the overnight shelter, we had over 200 different individuals come utilize that shelter for almost 3,400 nights. But then our emergency day shelter for women, we had 471 women for almost 6,000 visits in 2021. And so when you think about numbers and you really break it down into different people and the number of times that they come into the ministry, it really is astronomical. And then the program itself is 90 men, and those guys are living with us indefinitely. You know, they're working through a program, going through biblical counseling, case management, and the like. So
the idea behind the whole ministry is to rehabilitate, help folks get out and have a better life afterwards.
Yeah. That term reconciliation, you know, we reconcile homeless and hurting people. You know, 2 Corinthians 5 talks about the ministry of reconciliation, and that's done through Christ. And so our ministry, all of it is built around this idea of reconciling folks back to life, to God, family, and community.
Awesome. So what are the biggest issues that you see with most of the folks that you're helping? What are the issues that seem to be most prominent today?
Yeah, every story is different, as you know,
sure.
But we see addiction, we see trauma, we see the realities of brokenness and sin and just life in general that has really, honestly beaten folks down, to say it that way. And there's mental health involved in this, and there's just so much family dynamic and we just, you know, to all encompass it, really just brokenness.
Right. Yeah, that's a good description, I would say. So I know with COVID, you've had a lot of challenges as far as, how do you help people? There are more people that probably need help than there were before. Is the demand higher?
We saw an incredible increase in demand, especially for our emergency day shelter for women and children. I mean, the numbers that we served really rose pretty significantly. You know, we had to do some modifications just with respect to spacing and safety protocols. We did everything we could to follow the CDC guidelines, which guideline number one was please stay open.
Right.
And so that was key. But our supporters, our donors, our volunteers, when we were able to welcome them back, our staff, I mean, everybody just recognized what we were going through personally and what the world was going through and in some respects still is and adjusted and modified. But we certainly saw an increase most specifically in our day shelter services for women and children.
Sure. Okay. Well, Sydney, I understand you guys have some events coming up. Tell me what's on the horizon.
Yeah. Well, our biggest event coming up is our Easter brunch for the women that we serve. So that will be coming up on Thursday leading up to Easter. So that'll be, I believe, the 14th. And that's really just a time where we can fellowship with the women that we serve. They can come in and we share a gospel message, and we just kind of sit and enjoy a meal with our guests. And that often is offered by volunteers that graciously bring in donations and donate up their time and donate up their resources.
Very good. And so now there's a turkey thing that you do that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have an annual turkey fry. It is our Mission Impossible. So it started out as that. Now it's kind of morphing just into our main fundraising. Right. So we do that every Thanksgiving, so the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And that is a time where we get all together and spend a whole day with some ministry partners we have, some local businesses, and fried turkeys that we will give to first responders, other ministries, and also sell them for donations to help fund our ministry. And then we also serve a meal for our women that day as well.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's it's kind of unique. The whole turkey, frying the turkeys and all that. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a fun day of service.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, if someone is thinking about this whole situation, I know that frequently I'll be downtown and I'll see people that are just on the street. They just don't have a place. And I know you're doing everything you can to reach every person you can. If somebody wants to get involved and help, you know, they're seeing the same things I'm seeing, obviously. So how can they get involved with Recenter Ministries?
Yeah, so a big way is to go to our website at recenterministries.org, and you can hit the donate button on there, and there are different, or even just the get involved tab, and there are many different ways that you can get involved. You can donate money, you can donate time, you can donate goods. So we have on our website about 10 different ways that you can serve our ministry. So that could be donating clothes to Thrift and Thrive, serving Thrift and Thrive, which is out off of Bardstown Road. Or you could even come in if you would like to serve our men. We have a lot of different opportunities to preach or teach a class, to our Life Change program, to serve a meal. A lot of times we have churches come in and serve meals once a month, once a week. And also there is definitely, which I love, I work with the women, welcoming our guests that do our drop-in program. And that would just involve helping with the mail service, all of the functions of that program, and just being the hands and feet of Christ as you love on the women that are coming in day to day.
Sure. Wow. 10 different ways. So that's that's something for everybody. If you're thinking, I want to get involved, I'm not sure, I'm not good at this, or maybe I'm better at that, or I have money to give, or I don't have money to give, there's something in there for you.
Yeah.
Recenterministries.org, and click the Get Involved tab, and that'll tell them what they need to know. Cool.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Corey, what are the most pressing needs that you guys have right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as Cindy mentioned, there's opportunities to support us through goods, services, funds, things like that. So all of the above in what she mentioned. But honestly, you know, if anybody has an interest in a part-time job, you know, just like anybody else these days, it seems the labor market is challenging,
yes,
to say the least. And, you know, we have program aid positions that can work directly with our men. We oftentimes have cashier positions available at Thrift and Thrive that's supporting our ministry as well, and a ministry in and of itself. And so we just really encourage anyone to check our website out periodically, see what we have available. But specifically right now, we do have openings for some program aides that work with our program guys to help us with the operations, because it's a 24/7 facility. Homelessness doesn't stop. It doesn't stop at 5 p.m. and programming and things. And so we need to make sure that we're well staffed to care for the men and ladies and children that come through our doors.
Good. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to surprise you with this one, Corey, but
we're ready.
What is, obviously without naming names or anything, don't want to get anybody in any trouble, but what would you say is one of the most rewarding stories that you have of your time there at Recenter?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many that we could share. I mean, over the years now of just thinking about family reconciliation. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, our goal as a ministry is that we see the reconciliation to the Lord through Christ and to God, and so we see that, you know, we mm-hmm. see that happen. We've been to baptisms. We've seen affirmation into church membership. But there are a couple of folks that I'm thinking about, just family reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, without disclosing, you know, again, confidential information, I mean, we've been in a situation not too distant past where we hired someone who came through our program and who reconciled with his wife, and he was brought to our ministry through his church, through his pastor, and his pastor sat in on his interview, and
wow.
And the guy is just he's just doing well, you know, he's just doing well in life, and we're excited about that, and we rejoice in that, and again, I don't want to go into too many details,
sure.
but we're just thankful to see the fruit of that. Because, you know, any ministry, missionaries, pastors, whomever you speak with, Way FM, you know, as a ministry, you don't always get to see the fruit of what you're doing in
right.
ministry. And so we rejoice when the Lord graces us with that. But we also know that we're planting seeds and we're watering seeds and we're trusting the Lord for growth, as 1 Corinthians 3 says. And so we trust in that. But we do rejoice when we get to see the fruit.
And so how long have you been with ReCenter?
I am in year 8, so a little over 7 years now.
So, you know, what you're doing is not easy. Ministry in general is not easy, but you particularly have a tough lane that you're in. And so what's the thing that keeps you going every day and makes you want to get up and go down to ReCenter?
I mean, I think it's the gospel first and foremost, and that's just been the reality now for over, you know, going on year 14 of working with homelessness in Louisville, but starting in college when I became a Christian and the Lord opened doors. But certainly starts with the gospel, but I have a wonderful support system, my local church, my community group. Friends, family, but most specifically my wife, Sarah, and my kids, I mean, just have been a wonderful support for me personally over the years. And so just her love and care and support of what I need to do and how we do it in ministry. And so I would say that she's probably my greatest joy.
That's so. Good answer. So Sydney, you haven't been obviously there for as long. What are your thoughts about being involved with ReCenter, and how long have you been there?
Yeah, so I interned for about over a year, 2019 to 2020, about August, and then I stayed in Louisville and came back last August mm-hmm. to ReCenter, and I love it. Yeah, I love it so much. I feel like the Lord was leading me ever since I was a senior in college to kind of step into homeless ministry and help people that are struggling with a wide variety of struggles, whether that be mental illness, addiction, whatever that is. Sure. And it has been very rewarding, as Corey has said, to see specifically women just mm-hmm. come to Christ and find refuge in the midst of a city and a lifestyle that is really harsh and really broken and full of sin, and to see how God is constantly chasing after them and loving them.
Yep, that's awesome.
And by coming back, that means we went out and recruited, and we went out and found her and asked her if she would come back.
So, that's good.
Yeah, just FYI.
Very good. So, I love what you guys do. 100%. Support everything you do, and we are just glad to be able to share this with our listeners. And a reminder again, recenterministries.org. Just click that Get Involved tab and figure out one of the 10 ways, or maybe more than one of the 10 ways that you want to get involved. And also check out those open positions.
That's right, guys. Please, absolutely. Thank
you. All right. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Connect on Way FM.